Hi. Okay. Hello and welcome to our Purion Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call Series. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health concerns and products and education about your health and well-being. So my name is Amy. I'm one of the founders of Purion Health Products, and we have with us David Sandoval, who's one of the founders of Purion Health Products as well as an author and a nutritional lecturer and expert on whole food nutrition. So welcome, Dave, to our call tonight.
Well, thank you, and it's great to be here. We have a tremendous audience. I've just checked our computer, and there's a very large crowd, perhaps a record crowd. So I hope we don't disappoint you. And Amy, it's great to have you here with us as well. Tonight, we will be talking about diabetes in general, about the UCLA study, sort of in short, as well as our new product, Scoop of Greens, in depth. And I wanted to let everybody know that we are not doctors. We are not offering medical advice. But the purpose of Purion Health Products, our stated purpose, is to assist people who are seeking an alternative to a lifestyle that is predicated upon taking pharmaceutical drugs, upon reliance upon chemicals, and upon, addictive substances that may have harmful side effects. And if you can avoid a disease through a healthy lifestyle, that certainly is something that should be encouraged, and we do. And if you can, in some way, inspire your body to react or heal itself, that is something that we certainly are cognizant of, that that is something that is possible. But we do not claim to cure or to treat a disease. In fact, we encourage you to have the advice of a good doctor. And we have a call that is entitled How to Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition, because we truly and strongly believe that there must be an approach that's a group approach to healing, yourself and your doctor. And of course, you should also educate yourself so that your doctor doesn't have such a hard job to do, so you don't come in such a mess, if you would. And so that having been said, Amy and I are dedicated to education. We're dedicated to sharing information, and we encourage you to do the same. It has been said biblically that my people suffer for lack of knowledge. We hope that we could relieve suffering in some small way by increasing knowledge in, again, some small way within your life. So that having been said, I'd like to turn the microphone back over to Amy so she could take us through tonight's information. We hope it will be educational, informative, and helpful in your life.
Awesome. And I just wanted to take an opportunity, thank you, Dave, before we got started fully into the information of the call, to let all of our listeners know that we not only do these conference calls on Wednesday nights, but we are doing many live events. We're dedicating 2009 to getting out onto the road, or Dave is getting out on the road and talking to people, and we're touching people's lives and changing people's lives in ways that are just amazing when you hear the stories. So if you have a pen and pencil handy, and we'll go over this one more time at the end of the call. Also, this information is on the website at www.phporder.com by clicking on More Details underneath the calendar section. We have a live event going on in the LA area, the Los Angeles area, on January 22nd in the evening. We have a live event with David Sandoval again going on January 30th in Boca Raton, Florida. Again, a live event with David Sandoval featuring samples of some of our most popular products. We have another live event going on January 31st in Clearwater, Florida. That is a weekend day. That's going to be during the day from 1 to 4 p.m. And we have another live event in New York City I think it's somewhere around Times Square area, on February 2nd in the evening from 7:30 to 9:30. So we have several live events going on at the end of January and early February, so please check out the website, call the 800 customer service number to make your reservation for the events. So I just wanted to get that out there, that we not only have these conference calls, but we are getting out into several areas of the country, and we're doing live events to help spread the education. So if you're in any of those areas that I just mentioned, please reserve your seats and tell all your friends about it. So let's jump right into the subject of tonight's call, and we're going to be talking about diabetes. We're also going to be talking about our phenomenal new product called Scoop of Greens that we've had such amazing response to. We did a diabetes call about 2 months ago, actually, on November 12th. So we're not going to go into as much detail on the disease, diabetes, as we did on the last call, and we're going to focus a little bit more on the product tonight. But I just wanted to recap that if diabetes doesn't affect your life, it probably affects the life of someone that you know. Diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States, and it affects over 20 million Americans. That's a lot of people. It is very common for diabetics to have to amputate limbs due to complications. It's very common to have renal failure, kidney failure, leading to dialysis. Those are also common side effects. And what we've learned is you can control this with weight loss, especially fat loss, plus a good diet and exercise can improve all aspects of diabetes, and it may result in a cure. So this is something that there is a cure for out there. There is something that you can do. You can be in direct control of improving, you know, your diabetic condition, and that's what we want to talk about here tonight. And there's been so much research done on type 2 diabetes, and that's the main type that we're talking about here tonight. And the causes of type 2 diabetes, it usually points back to obesity. And the prevention is often the cure, and that is losing weight or getting your body back into a lean state. And so the onset of obesity and diabetes is strongly correlated to an excessive traditional Western diet. It's the junk that we eat that's causing diabetes.
I want to back up just a second, because it may not necessarily be junk, and I know that Amy knows what I'm about to say to be true as much as anybody. Sometimes it's the love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes it's that awesome home cooking. Sometimes it's that stuff that only grandma or mom could make, but it's just too darn much of it. And, you know, it's the substituting the old-fashioned oils for the hydrogenated oils, and it's the substituting, you know, the whole grains for the white grains and stuff. So I think that what Amy is saying is that, yeah, we do eat some junk food, we all know that, and then we put some of our comfort food on top of that, and then we put, you know, some of those grandma and mom style desserts on top of that, and then we add the occasional party or going out to the restaurant with friends, and that adds up, and the pounds add up, and just one more semi sort of asterisk is that it isn't always obesity is evident for diabetes. It's just the most common, and it's the most, you know, obvious, because these foods can lead to obesity. But let's say that you have an overactive thyroid or some other condition that's developing, you know, a major condition like Crohn's disease or lupus or something, you could actually be thin and have diabetes as well. So we don't want you to think just because you're thin, you don't have diabetes, or just because you don't eat traditional junk food, that you won't get diabetes. Sometimes it's the love food that can take you there as well.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you pointed that out. And also, it says in some of the research that we were doing that one-third of type 2 diabetics don't even know they have the disease. So this is almost could be like a silent killer. But if you eat a diet rich in processed sugars, rich in saturated fats and dairy and animal products, usually if you're eating a diet like that, it's pretty low in fiber. This is the kind of diet, it's a typical typical Western diet that is strongly correlated to causing adult onset diabetes. And that's kind of funny in itself. It used to always be called, type 2 diabetes used to always be called adult onset diabetes. But isn't it true, Dave, that this is occurring in younger and younger individuals, even like, you know, young children around 6, 7, 8 years old?
Now they call it juvenile diabetes.
Yeah,
so they move the age down. And isn't it funny how, Amy, it used to take a long time for the diabetes to develop because we didn't have as much of the junk. And then it used to take longer for the cancer to develop because we didn't have as much of the carcinogenic substances. And it used to take longer for the heart disease to develop. But now we're getting heart attacks in our 30s. We're getting cancer in our 20s, getting diabetes in our teens. What have we learned, Amy?
It seems like we're not necessarily progressing.
That's not a very good trend right
no.
now.
No.
So take us to the next step.
Well, I know that you wanted to share with us some research that was done at UCLA Medical Center of a way to reverse, if not cure, diabetes. So can you share that information with us?
Yeah, let's go back and say that we're not doctors. We don't offer medical advice, but we are allowed to report what doctors do, at least, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So at UCLA, which I really admire, not just because it's in my backyard, but UCLA is a great research university, and they tackled this study. They took a group of people. I don't have the data directly in front of me, but they took, I think, approximately 60 people who finished this study. And half of them, 100%, reversed all signs of diabetes in very short order, literally within weeks, okay? And so within a few short weeks, not months, within a few short weeks, you could reverse all symptoms of diabetes with nothing more than diet and without food. If UCLA could say that, we could report it. And so we are. We want you to know. We want you to know that if a disease like type 2 diabetes is attributable directly to diet, and if UCLA says that it is diet that can then reverse it, that this is really good news that needs to be shared with people. And so, but the study wasn't a complete success, was it, Amy? Why don't you, you know some of the details, don't you?
Well, I know that it was very successful, but there was, after the study was over, I believe that people found it a little bit hard to comply with eating as many whole grains as the study, the protocol said to do, eating as many vegetables per day as the study required, the protocols required.
Exactly. In fact, in the study itself, virtually half, 50%. Now, if you know about these studies, that's a huge number. If they find that, you know, a cancer drug works on, 10% of people, they're ecstatic.
They call it a major success.
Major success. So for diet alone to have worked on 50% of the people, it was a major, major success. But here's the crazy part. On the people who complied completely, it worked 100%, Amy. For the people who followed all the protocols, it worked 100%. The 50% whom it didn't work for are the ones, as you just stated, who said, you know what, having 6 servings of whole grains and 5 servings of green vegetables and 4 servings of fruits and 2 servings of lean protein and maybe one snack. It's the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they couldn't do it. And because they couldn't do it, they only partially reversed the symptoms of diabetes. And I'm sorry, but partially isn't good enough for me. If you could do it all, you got to do it all.
Exactly. But it is difficult. And when you work and if you're busy and if you travel and things like that, I mean, it can be difficult. I mean, I know just as a, working a lot and being stressed out, sometimes it's easy to make the wrong decision about what you eat.
Absolutely. I have to tell you that I, over the holidays, thought I was being so good, right? And I've been exercising a lot too. I mean, more than I ever have in a long time, because I joined this little volleyball league. So I'm playing volleyball twice a week, just, you know, playing for like 8 hours a week, way more hardcore exercise than I've gotten in a while. But I found that because I was burning so many calories, that I found I was getting hungry more. And so I allowed myself like almost a daily, and this is terrible for me, some daily little snack. I don't care what it was. If somebody had a little of this sitting around, they said, hey, you want a taste? I took a taste. And maybe it wasn't daily, but it was way too often. If I went by my brother's or my aunt's house, or if someone at work had something in the lunchroom, they offered me a bite, you know, I said yes instead of no for the last couple of weeks. And I looked in the mirror, and I don't like what I saw, because it just immediately went directly to my hips. and I know people are going to go, Dave, you have a 31 inch waist, but still, I see it. And it is absolutely directly attributable to me letting my guard down. And so, you know, that's like as bad as it gets for me, and I'm not going to let it happen. I stopped like 2 days ago. I said, that's it. I'm not taking my shirt off anymore. No. I'm going to stop taking the snacks. So, I have digressed again. So what I would like to do, though, is let you know that the UCLA study is only half the equation which drove us to develop Scuba Greens. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. So we knew that there was studies, there was hard evidence out there that diet could reverse this. But what we wanted to come up with was a way that we could get people to comply with this, to make it easy for them to take. And we happened to meet a man, or Dave happened to know someone who knew someone that was a celebrity, the Grammy-winning rap artist Fat Man Scoop, who has diabetes. And he, frankly, was very scared. His uncle came by his studio. His uncle, I believe, had some toes amputated. And that really, I think, scared him. And he said, I don't want to be like that. I have diabetes, and I'm not taking care of it, and I'm not disciplined enough to eat the way I should. What can I do? And so this friend of his recommended that he talk to Dave. Dave put him on a plan. The plan was, we put him on the Power Shake. We put him on several other products, and he said, "Wow, this is still a little difficult. I'm doing it. It's great. It's helping me. But can you do something that tastes a little better and it's a little bit easier for me to comply with?" And that's how Scuba Greens was born, our new product that we've been hearing raving reviews about.
Absolutely. Now, you got to remember that I'm a nutrition guy, and my friend Charlie, he is a promoter. He helped introduce Swatch to America years ago. He was called a guerrilla marketing expert, and then he got the first black act ever into Radio City Music Hall. He helped produce the Fat Boys, Run DMC. These are all names that are very well known in a different world, and Fat Man Scoop is very big in that world too. And he's one of Charlie's. Charlie is his. One of his agents and promoters. Well, Charlie and I worked together to, Charlie was also, you might remember, Manny Tiny Yarbrough's agent. And he employed me, or at least asked me, employed me in the effort to help Tiny get Tiny. And we were very successful in that, but then Tiny sort of spun out of control because he didn't have the discipline or the follow through. So when he came to me with another person, I pretty much said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll send the guy some products, no problem. But pretty soon this guy was calling me every day. He's like, Dave, I'm serious about this. He goes, I want to beat this. He goes, I heard this stuff causes all types of problems, you know, amputations and, you know, and impotence and blah, blah, blah. He says, I don't want to be part of that. He says, so put me on this program. I'll follow it, I promise. So I put him on the program, and he followed it. And he actually has a show on MTV, and on the show he had told the world, he told America, he said, I have diabetes, but I took care of it, you know, with the help from my friend Dave. Well, the bottom line is, Amy and I put our heads together, and we said, you know what, there's a lot of diabetics out there who are struggling with three things. One, they're struggling with the fear that they have that their that they have diabetes, but two, they're struggling with the difficulty of maintaining a diet that will reverse that. And three, even if they did have the discipline, let's say, to drink a bunch of wheatgrass and things like that, the taste would probably be an obstacle. Okay, it definitely would be an obstacle.
Right.
And so we decided that we could overcome all three of those things. And so we came up with the product called Scoop of Greens. So do you want to tell them, maybe round out that story for me?
Yeah, absolutely. We formulated a product, and we're going to talk in just a moment about each ingredient, give a little background of each ingredient and why it's in there, why we put it in the formula. But I also wanted to point out that this product, Scoop of Greens, is not just for diabetics. Dave found a quote, and I'm not sure if I'm going to say it right. I'm not sure if he found it on the internet or where he found it. But the right diet for a diabetic is the correct diet for everyone.
Yeah, for America.
You don't have to have diabetes to eat properly. You don't have to have diabetes to take Scoop of Greens. So this product, if you're wondering, it's not just for diabetics. It's for anybody. And we tell everybody that a green drink should be the cornerstone of any nutritional regimen. If you look on all of our battle plans, like you can go to our website at phporder.com, click on education, click on the link to battle plans, you'll see a list of about 15 or 20 different plans to help you overcome different health challenges. And in every plan, I'm going to bet that there is a green drink recommended because, again, Dave and I believe so strongly that a green drink should be the cornerstone of any nutritional program. But we do have to say that we get complaints all the time. The Kamut blend or the barley or the Best of Greens, they just don't taste that good. And my son or my husband or my whomever is...
I'm trying to convince to do it.
Exactly. And I've been begging him to take it, and I tell him mix it in apple juice or do this or do that, and they just say they can't get over the taste. And
well, I want to ask you a riddle then. I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
What green drink is the best green drink? You might remember my answer, but do you remember what I used to tell people when they asked me that?
Any green drink that you'll drink.
The one you'll take every day.
Right. Exactly.
And so we have found that this tastes so good that it is the one that you'll probably take every day. And I think that is, you know, that's like our tagline. I mean, Scoop of Greens is the one that tastes good enough that you'll want to drink it every day.
Exactly. And those people that have been fighting with you over, you know, the objectionable taste, let them try Scoop of Greens, and I think that they will definitely, you'll be able to overcome that objection. So anyway, Dave and I put together this formula. We flavored it with an organic apple flavoring, a very high quality flavoring from France. We also sweetened it with a product called Lohan. Dave can talk a little bit more about the benefits of Lohan. I believe it's a product that's 200 times sweeter than sugar, so you can imagine you only use just a tiny pinch to get that nice sweet flavor. So we did a lot of research into the flavoring to make sure that this is a product that you're not going to find that people have objections to the taste, which means that more and more people will use the product, which more and more people will get the health benefits of having a green food in their life.
Now, we always talk about superfoods, don't we?
Yes.
Now, if people are having a hard time getting grain, high-quality grains into their diet, like 6 servings a day, our goal was to give them a super grain. In other words, a superfood. You go to our list of superfoods and select the ones that are from the Graminaceae family. That means they're grains. And you go, okay, well, let's get the very best whole grains, the ones with the most potency, the ones with the most beta-glucan, the ones with the most enzymes, the ones with the most soluble fiber, the ones with the most polysaccharides, the ones with all the things that are good about whole grains, tocotrienols and trienols and B vitamins and all of that stuff. Let's give them super grains. So what we did as the basis of this food is we used the ancient activated barley, the one created by Greek and Roman physicians, the one that was used by gladiators, the one that was used by the Roman army, the ultimate endurance food, the food that was given to babies whose mothers could not breastfeed them, to nourish them by the Greeks, the thing that was given to the elderly who were dying from malnutrition because their digestive tracts and their teeth weren't working. They were given this food. This is the ultimate grain food ripped from the pages of history that dramatically increases the beta-glucan, the soluble gel of a grain that adheres to the small intestine and slowly feeds through all the goodness of the grain to where 100% of it is used. It doesn't just get flushed out and eventually removed in your stool as waste because it went through your body too fast, you see? So that is a super grain. And then we took the rice bran solubles. The rice bran solubles, that amazing portion of brown rice that is completely removed in the production of white rice and also partially destroyed when you boil brown rice because the soluble portion goes away. And so the soluble portion of brown rice is containing over 95% of everything that is good about brown rice. So that portion of brown rice, that concentrated brown rice goodness, is a super food as well. So this combination of whole grain superfoods, the best part of the whole grain in the case of rice bran, and the ultimate activated barley that is a patented process that germinates the barley grain and locks it in right there. It doesn't allow it to sprout. It's not raw. It's not a seed. It's been germinated, but it has not been allowed to sprout. So all the energy that was going to go into the sprouting process is instead captured and then released when you consume this food. So those two grains are the basis of this product, but we didn't stop there. So
now,
Amy, what else did we do?
Well, because I keep referring to it as a green drink, people are probably wondering, especially since you started talking about the carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
It's got camu grass and it's got barley grass in it as well, and it's got 1.5 grams total, which is a full serving of greens, of the green juices from the kamut and the barley.
Now that's like having 1.5 ounces of wheatgrass juice a day. Now take everything you've ever heard about wheatgrass juice, about it being equal to X number of servings of vegetables or blah 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 blah, or pounds of vegetables. The bottom line is it's a green superfood. And if you're not going to eat a ton of vegetables to get a full, you know, 1.5 servings of wheatgrass every single day, in addition to those grains, and what happens is that gel that the grains turn into, it adheres along your intestines. Well, what is it holding in it as well? This green food. So it's slowly being fed into your body, slowly controlling the rate at which glucose enters your blood, slowly controlling the pH of your blood. This is really a powerful combination. But once again, we use the pure 33% juice extract.
3 to 1.
Excuse me?
33 to 1.
33 to, did I say 2?
You said percent.
Oh, percent. 33 to 1 extract of both the wheatgrass and the barley grass. And but then again, we also wanted to add, as Amy noted, a special fruit, and that fruit is called lohan. Lohan is like a tiny raisin that grows in the tropical rainforest in China, and it looks like a tiny raisin. It grows on a vine, and it is containing saccharides in it that are very healthy, that are very, very sweet to the taste, but do not affect blood sugar in a negative way at all because they have so few calories and so little glucose. It is a amazing flavor enhancer. We combine that with the organic apple extract, and it enhances the apple extract. The flavor of the apple extract gives it a nice sort of sweet tart taste, which completely masks the green taste and completely masks the flavor of the grains. And it is combined, an amazing fruit, two amazing green foods, and two amazing grains.
And don't forget the alpha lipoic acid that we added, which is a super powerful antioxidant that that research has shown may help reduce the pain and burning and itching and numbness associated with nerve damage that can be caused by diabetes.
Imagine scratching but never being able to satiate the itch. That's what happens to people at the beginning stages of diabetes. Their arms itch. They feel numb. And eventually, as Amy, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think you're about to say that's what leads right to the amputations, right? Is that lack of circulation,
exactly.
The numbness.
Exactly. And again, this is a very powerful antioxidant. Again, it's not just for diabetes. It's just a great all-around antioxidant, but research has shown that it specifically can help in that area in regards to diabetes. It also
alpha-lipoic acid is a key ingredient in our anti-aging formula for the brain as well.
Exactly. So this is a very comprehensive product, and again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's not just for the diabetic. But if you eat a diabetic diet, you will probably remain diabetes-free.
Well, it is. It's great for athletes because I've given it to, I take it down and I give it to the people I play volleyball with, and they just can't believe they play for hours. They have energy. They're not going to get a rock star. Nobody's lamenting that they didn't stop at Starbucks. And it is just a great product for people who are going to be busy all day. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Exactly. And we recommend that you take it 2 to 3 times a day. Whether if you're diabetic and you're testing your blood prior to meals, we recommend that you take it prior to while you're on an empty stomach. And you will, when you monitor your blood glucose, you will start to see a difference right away. We actually have a blood glucose monitoring chart that reminds you to take your scoop of greens, and then where you can record your readings if you test 2 or 3 or 4 times a day, and then you can see, and these people are calling us with just amazing reports that as they take it for a week or 2 weeks or a month, that their blood glucose levels are dropping like crazy. And Scoop, Fat Man Scoop, who's the celebrity that originally, kind of helped push us along to get this product formulated, he had some amazing results with what's called an A1C test. And
now, the A1C is a 3-month average of your blood glucose level. So this isn't just a 1-day test after dinner.
Exactly.
But
it's
what
a more
were amazing
permanent
results.
Indication of how your body is working.
Now, according to experts, you need to get this below 7. And if you do, then that's what's really safe territory, okay? Scoop was at 10 to 11 at times consistently and hovered around 9 as like his good days. 9 was good, 10 or 11 was bad. So you just got the results back from his doctor. What did we learn?
I think he is now at a 6.
6.9.
Yes, which is wonderful for him, which is wonderful.
That's below the threshold. That's below 7.
Exactly.
That is that's an amazing success. He's been using this product 1 month.
Exactly.
Now, what are we promising? No, I apologize. We're not promising anything. What did the UCLA studies indicate? That in just weeks, that you can start to reverse and possibly even completely reverse the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Now, remember, diabetes is brought about by food. And we want you to work with your doctor. We're not doctors. We want to provide you with the tools that you could use to make educated choices and to efficiently, that means cost-effectively and conveniently in the real world, overcome real-world problems. That's why Amy and I are here. That's what we're dedicated to. That's what we want for for you. So I think we actually managed to keep tonight's call to a to a decent time. We're under 45 minutes, and I think that we got in most of the information that we wanted to. So I want to sort of ask you to wrap things up. And before you do that, though, I want to remind you that we are, we're here every Wednesday, and we're going to address important subjects every Wednesday. We're going to get in depth much more than we did tonight many times each and every Wednesday. And then they're going to be archived and saved for you to listen to and to share any time that you want to. We're not like other companies. We're not here and we're not, pushing for you to, to do anything more than educate yourself. We want you to educate yourself. We want you to check the facts. We want you to make good decisions. And if the tools that we provide, if the ones that we've researched and put together, if these tools that we call products are something that could benefit you, by all means, use them. And if you have the discipline to follow the protocols of the UCLA diet, by all means, do that. If the answer is somewhere in the middle, then we're just glad to have been able to help. So, Amy, would you like to add anything to that? And we could call it a night.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. If you have to eat as the UCLA study suggests, then great. You probably don't need scoop of greens, but it's very difficult. Even if you're very dedicated, it's very difficult. And so what Dave and I have tried to do is provide products that provide a solution, provide the same beneficial results with, maybe 5% of the effort that it would call for the protocols of the UCLA study. And that's what we tried to do with the product Scoop of Greens, and we tried to make it taste very good in the process. We've sold over 800 bottles of just a small size alone, or we've given away or sold over 800 bottles. In December, we did a promotion where with a $100 order, we gave away a free bottle of Scoop of Greens because we believed in it so much and we wanted people to try it. So that's one of the reasons we did this call tonight, that if you got a bottle of Scoop of Greens in your order in December, you weren't sure why, you weren't sure what it was good for, we wanted to try to enlighten you a bit on that tonight, and again express that it is wonderful for diabetics, but it's not just for diabetics. It's for anyone and everyone who needs a green drink. So again, I want to encourage everyone to go to our website. If you haven't been there lately, go to www.phporder.com. Click on the calendar. It's got the list of the upcoming conference calls. It's got the list of the upcoming live events. And let me just recap that really fast. If you're in the Los Angeles area, we have an event going on January 22nd in the evening. If you are in the Boca Raton, Florida area, we have an event going on January 30th in the evening. If you are in the Clearwater, Florida area, we have an event going on in the afternoon on January 31st. And if you are in the New York City area, we have an event going on February 2nd in the evening. So please call us. Sometimes seating is limited, so please call us and make a reservation as quickly as possible to ensure that you have your seat there at the live events, lectures, and sampling.
Absolutely. And I wanted to add a couple of quick things. I apologize. I had made notes and things I wanted to that you and I to share with folks before we went. So before you wrap up, give me one more chance. Okay?
Oh, go ahead right now. It's fine.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but, Amy and I are pretty flattered that we've been getting a lot of sort of lucky breaks in a way. Our friend Eric Neese, who you might remember from the 40-day fast, the product, the Power Shake was created for people who wanted to do the fast that Eric made famous, and he's a celebrity. He has a new TV show on VH1, and on the TV show, it's called Confessions of a Teen Idol. On that TV show, he has sort of generously talking about green drinks, mixing green drinks, mixing green doggy food, you know, getting people to turn on to our fast and cleansing products. And so it's really cool when you're, you know, have teenagers and people watching TV and they're you know, able to tell their parents, oh yeah, those green drinks must be cool. I see them being used. And of course on the, you know, sort of late night TV, more of an adult themed show with Fat Man Scoop and his wife, you know, on there he's talking about green food. And just last night or two nights ago, I came from the studios of BET, Black Entertainment Television, where Scoop and I did a couple of interviews with TV hosts who were very interested in educating their community of listeners and viewers who have diabetes, you know, about how effective this program with Fat Man Scoop has been. And so we're really getting more and more attention. There will be more attention to come. If you look on the website, we're constantly updating. Scoop is doing radio shows all around the country, being written about in magazines, on websites. The information's out there, and we got to be proud that we're part of this, that we're part of this movement. It's spreading across the country. The media's picking up on it, magazines, radio shows, TV shows, and, you know, even television programs that are being filmed. And usually, you know, you think about it. If you see somebody using a product on a TV show, you know, they're edging out the label. What is it called?
Right. They black out like the brand name kind of.
Yeah. There's that little box dancing across it, and they didn't do that because the producers realized that this is really good stuff. They, you know, so anyway, this isn't just about me and Amy on the phone. This is happening in countries all over the world. We just shipped a major order to Norway. And we're doing business all across Europe. We're generating new business in Asia. I mean, this is sweeping the country. It's sweeping the world. And I'm just really excited, you know, that we're right here at the beginning. This is just getting started. And just so really, I guess, exciting for me, Amy, that, you know, that we've got so many people who have decided to sort of become part of this and to help us spread this message and to take advantage of what we've done.
Absolutely, definitely. So I just encourage everyone to check out the website, check out all the information and the education that we have on the website. That's what we're here for, and we hope that you pass it along and share it with those that you care about. So I'd like to thank you, David, for being on the phone with us tonight. I'd like to thank everyone out there for calling in and taking their time out of their evening tonight to be with us. And we will be back with you next week. Maybe, or hopefully we can have Eric Nies as a guest on the phone. We'll be talking about the anabolic fast and the power shake, going over that. And Eric is our biggest proponent and fan of the power shake. So hopefully we can have him on the line with us next week. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in, and have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.